Second Chronicles chapter 22. We recently saw the film Sound of Freedom, which, based on real events, tells the story of many minors in sexual slavery. We often hear of people who have been kidnapped for years until something happens and manage to escape their abductors, who have long eluded local authorities. Here, the kidnappers save the future king from ruthless queen. She was none other than the mother of the late king who murdered her own grandchildren to usurp power. How terrible actions result from the thirst for power, money, and moral degradation. Jehosheba manages to hide her youngest nephew, who, as the only survivor of his father, the deceased king, and 6 years later becomes the legitimate king. All this by the action of a couple of brave women, mostly ignored by history. There's only one thing in the world worse than being talked about, and that is not being talked about. One is Jehosheba's, and the other is her maid, whose name we don't even know, but who, together with Jehosheba, risks her life to serve the future king. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, took Josh, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princes who were about to be murdered, and put him and his nurse in a bedroom. Because Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram, and the wife of the priest Jehoiada, was Ahaziah's sister, she hid the child from Athaliah, who she could not kill. He remained hidden with them at the temple of God for 6 years until Athaliah ruled the land. Thank you, Lord, for having placed me in a special love for children. Enlighten me so that with my actions I show you love, one child at a time.